Today's program has been brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, third-generation cure masters producing the country's best dry-cured and aged hams, bacon, and sausage. For more information, visit SurreyFarms.com. Broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Tuned into the Heritage Radio Network. The show is Flash Talks Cash. We're about money, making it, spending it, saving it, what to do with it when you get it. I'm your host, Joanne Flash Fleming, and here's my co-host, Andrew, my son, Happy Newman.
Happy.
Happy.
Yeah.
And we got the illustrious, talented Joey G in the booth.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. Today's show, let's just go back to this. We broadcast every Thursday from 4:30 to 5 live, and you can call us while we're streaming live. We'd like to hear from you, or you can email us. Contact us by 718.
The phone number is 718-497-2128, and the email is info@heritageradionetwork.org.
And Joey will take your calls and read them to us. Or speak to us.
Yay.
And if you can't tune in live, you can download all the shows through our website.
Are you thrown off because I did this last week?
No.
You sure?
No. And you can follow Heritage Radio Network and Flash Talks Cash through Facebook and Twitter and other social medias.
Yes, apparently.
Yes. The new one is Stitcher.
Yeah, Stitcher.
Stitcher. So today's show is the truth about government grants. You know, everybody has had a hard time getting money in the past few years since the financial crisis.
For
business, for school. For everything. You know, they've really put a financial crunch. And I got to tell you, through my years, this is one of the biggest fallacies most people have said to me in 25 years. I'm going to quote this sentence.
Go. Do it.
I'm starting a new business. They could give me free money.
Who?
The government.
Since when?
They say that all the time.
Who says that?
I could get free money. I could get grants.
From who?
From the government.
For
people
what?
Say this all the for launching a new business.
Really?
I'm
still dumbfounded. Are you
all
serious
the
about
time.
This?
All the time. I could get free money.
What kind of business are they
grants.
Running?
Well, it doesn't matter what they're running. But people believe that the government...
They watch those infomercials with the guy with the question
this
marks
is what,
on his jacket?
This is what...
What's that guy's name? I want to know.
I don't know. The only reason why I started to think about this is I got an email this week about I can help you get government grant money.
Oh, it's like a phishing email?
Well, I don't know if this is for real or not. I can't say.
Would you Google it?
Well, I just got the email. I didn't really spend much time because it got my wheels turning saying, oh my God, this is how
they do it. So you thought about it. It got your mind thinking for this, but you didn't actually look up who sent you the email.
Well, I could tell you.
Those are usually phishing emails.
Anthony Figliola from Empire Government Strategies. He's from Long Island. Whether he's for real or not, I didn't expend any energy.
What exactly does he offer?
Well, Anthony doesn't really say anything. He's quite vague, but since he's worked in this industry getting people money, businesses, for many, many years. He doesn't tell you how many years or what he does. But he can sort through the government grants.
Is this like an advertisement for this gentleman, or are you just calling him a scammer?
I don't know. I'm surprised
you said his name. That was pretty impressive.
Well, I have his email, and he sent me an email. So Anthony's email triggered what I'm going to talk about today on the show. I don't know if Empire Government...
All right, stop saying their name. Move on.
...is a real
move
company.
Move on. Just move on.
Maybe we'll hear from
Who
him.
Who cares?
Well, so then I went to the FTC website.
Who's
which
FTC?
Is the Federal Trade Commission.
Got it.
It's a federal government organization.
Everyone doesn't know who the FTC is.
I'm just saying. I'm explaining it to you. I'm explaining it to everybody. So they're the watchdog, the consumer watchdog for the Americans.
Gotcha.
And so what do they say? They say, first and foremost, a lot of scammers out there.
Of course. Anyone saying they're going to get you free money
correct.
Or give you money or reduce your things.
Correct.
Or,
without trying,
yeah,
without even picking up a phone or filling out a piece of paper, that's probably a scam.
A lot of work. And
it's
a lot
of work. Absolutely. We're going to go through it a little bit today. And yes, we're going to preface the whole thing with there's no such thing as free money. There are government grants or valid government grants and private foundation kind of grants. They're out there and they're doable. But I have yet, and I have been recipient of government grants and recipient of private foundation grants, and I've had lots of clients get some money. Nobody gets it without jumping through hoops, filling out tons of paperwork.
You have to pay it back.
Grants don't pay back.
So it is free money.
It is free money, but it's
so
not
you said there's no such thing as free money. Well, there is free money.
Oh, well, the time
you just
spent,
lied to everybody.
I didn't lie.
Well, the time spent is, you know.
Time spent and the energy and
so it's still
no
free.
Guarantee.
It's not guaranteed, but it's still free.
Well, that's but you don't have to pay back.
So it's free.
It's free.
Exactly.
In the technical term, but in the literal sense it is, but in the technical term it's not.
How is it technically not free?
Well, because if you put the value of your time, the opportunity cost of filling
out this.
You
can't put the value of your time into something that hasn't actually started yet.
Yes, you can.
How?
Okay, I'm not going to argue
let's
that.
Let's go.
Can we go on
go,
to
let's
this?
Move it.
Yeah, let's do it. So there are free grants. And you really don't need to hire somebody or have somebody call you to tell you, warn them,
well, sometimes
or you're
it's
eligible.
Easy. It's easier to have someone guide you on these things.
Generally speaking, you will hear it through some sort of announcement if you're eligible. Because there are grants, like after a disaster, you could get grants from the government to help you rebuild your lives in the form of, you know, food stamps or, not food stamps, that's not a grant. That's not, I'll take that back. That's an entitlement program. But there are the things that they could give you. They give you money to go replenish your food cupboards or buy linens or help you rebuild your home.
Aren't those usually like credits or something, not actual grants?
Well, those
grants.
Are grants.
They'll give
those
you money?
Those are grants, yes. They'll
but
give you money.
Usually you don't want to wait long enough to get the grant in order to get your
no,
stuff
that's
fixed.
Not true because during, I mean, I recall vividly after 9/11, there was tons of grant money around, mm-hmm. and you had to fill out some paperwork, and it came in all sorts of forms. It came through the government, but the government never directly gives you money. It's through their agencies. They mm-hmm. they channel their money into the various agencies, so you go stand on the line for, say, the Department of Health and Welfare or whatever, and then you go to another agency, and they give you money all based upon different criteria, whether you need to fix your house or you need to buy new clothes because your house burnt down, you have no clothes. All sorts of things like that. Okay, so we're going to go over. So we know that if somebody's calling you up or sending you an email or sending you mail saying, give me your bank account, and we're going to deposit
Shut
this money
up.
Into the account. This is what they do. And they get people's
that's like
financial
that's like
information.
Nigerian scam where they used to be like,
yes,
oh, I'm going to give you
right.
money because I need to give you money in your bank account.
Okay. Well, that's what they do. So don't give your bank account information because it's a scam.
Let's get Harry
and
Howard
don't
back
pay,
in there.
Don't pay any money for a free government grant, okay? And lookalikes aren't the real thing, which means, you know, they got these official-looking templates on their emails and on their letters, and they look official, but they're not. Take a moment to check to see if this is a valid agency. You know, some of them make up their own stories, they're their own titles. And if you think that if you're not sure, or if you think you're being a victim of a scam, you can call the FTC and they have a helpline. Okay, so let's talk about real government grants. The SBA is a big one for businesses, for profit businesses. The SBA is the Small Business Administration, and the government runs their grants to a website. All the agency grants, you can locate them on a website called grants.gov, and they'll be broken down into the various kinds of grants are out there, whether it be for business, you know, for solar power or utility reduction or job training programs. There's all sorts of grants. So the SBA gets its money from the federal government, and they generally go through banks. You go through a bank to get an SBA mm-hmm. loan. And
these are loans.
Oh, they're loans. I think they have grants too.
Okay.
SBA has authority to make grants to nonprofits and educational organizations.
Okay.
For-profits don't get, they
they're
get loans.
Okay.
Right. So non-for-profits have a much easier time getting grants because a lot of non-for-profits actually only operate
on grants.
Yes.
Yes.
And educational institutions the same way. They get lots and lots of grants. That's how they function, and that's how they budget all their
programs and stuff like that. Okay.
Correct. The SBA says the excuse me a minute. So example Some of the programs that they have, some states provide grants for, they'll do certain for-profit businesses, expanding child care centers, creating energy-efficient technology, developing marketing campaigns for tourism. So there are certain programs, and they change from
year to year. Yeah, I gotcha.
It depends on what's in fashion and what's needed
in each location.
So let's talk about some other small business grants. We know that the SBA is probably a main source for small business.
Not one I've heard of. Let's go. What else you got there? Because I don't think I've ever heard of anyone else.
Well, they come in all the agencies, and a lot of times they'll channel them into.
Give me your top five. What do you got there?
They'll channel them into state and local organizations and agencies too.
Okay.
So the federal government funds a state program, you know, because each state gets their money, and the state can allocate it to where they want. You know, there's local business development corporations in New York City. There's Seedco. There's Axion. These are all para-government agencies that they get their funding from the government, and they're charged with giving that money out to small businesses.
Gotcha.
As long as they fulfill the criteria, and a lot of criteria, grants are for the same things over and over again, to help people, displaced workers, retrain workers, to get people back on the employment rolls. These working training programs are very, very hot, and that's probably the number one thing a small business can get grants for.
Oh, like a program where they're giving money to like hire someone and like get someone a job and stuff like that.
So they may subsidize. If you pay somebody $12 an hour, the government may subsidize and give you $6 towards $12.
You're paying a $12 employee $6 an hour or something, and you're giving them a skill set, and you're teaching them and training them.
Correct.
I gotcha.
So that's how those programs
work. So it's like low level, though. Like, what if I want to start like a business, like, I don't know, a small business consulting firm?
Well, they have, you know, they do have specific target groups that they want to be reemployed.
Uh-huh.
They're generally hard to place people. Ex-prisoners are a big one. Veterans are another one. And
so if I hire those people, like, as like employees mostly.
You can hire them at higher levels, but you know, those you have to usually use a target group.
Gotcha.
There's lots of programs, and they change all the time, and there's many of them out there. And you just got to keep your ear to the ground.
What about like just starting a business and then being able to employ anybody? Like, wouldn't that be beneficial to like society?
That's not going to help the specific program populations that they need.
It helps the general population.
Well, but that's not out there generally.
Gotcha. Go ahead.
It could be.
It hard. Go.
Well, so I'm just telling you, many major corporations do have grants also. Through the years, every year, the Goldman Sachs does a grant where they do like $1 million to some businesses. If they select you, they will train you and give you their top shelf advisors in all their different avenues, marketing and finance and access to all different
like pro bono work.
And they give you this free training, and it's like a year long, and they take your business and they want you to increase your revenue, and you come up with a business plan, and if they like your business plan, they're going to try to bring your revenues up a certain amount, and you know they do that every year. Avon has a program, and Mary Kay Cosmetics has grants to help women of domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
So they get them safe housing, and they give them some money to start off a new life. So those are available out there. There are grants that everybody's very familiar with. There are educational grants, like the Pell Grant. The Pell Grant is through the FAFSA form, which is the federal aid financial application, the federal government application. And if you have certain grades and you are in a certain below a certain income level, you'll get Pell Grants. And lots of people qualify for that. So there's a personal one.
Mm-hmm.
You can get grants.
But these are mostly educational or training.
Well, that's those.
I want free money, though.
There's housing grants, like I talked about, after natural disasters.
Okay. What about like a grant for me to buy a house?
There are housing grants. Yes, there are. As a matter of fact, if you go on the New York City Housing and Preservation Development website, they have grants all the time. They have grants for people to help them offset the closing costs. They have programs where you can, if you qualify for their mortgages, you only need to put like 5% down or 3% down or 10% down, as opposed to the usual 20%. So they have programs in New York City. Unfortunately, in New York City, the housing programs are very difficult to qualify for if if you want to live in a nice neighborhood, because you have to earn like under $60,000, and if you earn under $60,000, you can't afford to buy an average home in New York City. Yes. So you have to go into, you're going to be wind up living in neighborhoods that you might not be your first choice. There are grants that give directly to individuals, and they benefit certain types of people, as I talked about, job training, technical training, but also people, they give money for housing in economically depressed neighborhoods or rural areas that are just really decaying. There are grants specifically for women.
What about me?
Well, why don't we talk about the women when we come back after the break, and we'll see if we can find one for you.
Maybe I really want something
maybe there's
geared towards me.
There's transgender in your future. We'll be right back.
Love takes its toll in this city.
You're listening to Desperate Man by Brothers.
It'll knock you down, hit you straight on your knees. The dollar showed there ain't no pretty pennies.
The following program was sponsored by S. Wallace Edwards and Sons. Summertime is not the only time when barbecue is welcome. At S. Wallace Edwards and Sons, Sam Edwards has been working his magic on ribs, briskets, pit-cooked pulled pork, and much, much more. Add a few of their sides and the party is complete. Entertaining has never been so easy. To order, go to virginiatraditions.com.
Sometimes we're great. Sometimes it got rushy day. And even when the drink's done, drank a coffee. Just
got Stitcher? Heritage Radio Network is on it, so get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Okay.
All right, wait. Can I just jump
Flash
in? A couple of things.
Cash.
Couple of things. We talked about this over
here
the quick
he goes.
Break.
Here
First of all, really transgendered? Like, honestly, that thanks, Mom.
Well,
that's really kind of like...
Well, there's nothing wrong with
that. That's really just wrong.
There's nothing there's wrong not, with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but why would you... Like, that's just mean.
I hope you don't have transgender, but...
Wow, see? Like, but why would you say that?
What if you had to and you
if
wanted
I
to?
If I had to?
Well, because you're living a
so
man
I get a grant for
and a woman in a man's
Holy
body.
Shit.
That's very, very
Holy
difficult.
All right, and then... Wait, give me a second here to like, think about that one. Who says, give me a second?
On the radio?
Who says that?
Well, I could have one. Do you ever listen to some DJs? They take long pauses between.
So take a pause. Don't be like, hey, can I have 1 second? What is that?
What's the matter?
Who says
Joe,
that?
Do you think give me a second is a bad thing to say on the radio?
I've never been in the situation where I've had to say give me a
exactly.
second.
Exactly. No one says crap like that.
Well, no, Andrew, you twisted that. I was trying
Joe,
to be, Joe, I was trying
shut
to be
up,
partisan.
Joe.
I was trying to be partisan.
You're trying to be bullshitting. That was just awful. Just saying.
I don't think so.
And you don't make fun of your co-host.
I didn't make fun
I'm
of
here.
Him.
I'm here.
I know.
It's and you call me transgendered?
No, I said it.
There's
you
nothing
need
wrong
to,
with that.
You wanted
but being your son and knowing who I am, like you're trying to make fun of me?
I'm not making fun
you're,
of you.
Well,
I'm
be
offering
like,
you if that's if you wanted
me
to be a
maybe
woman.
Maybe that's what you think about
you
me.
You said you wanted to be
that's
just
kinda
wrong. Get grants
that's
and you're
wrong.
Not a woman, so
that's
there's an option.
That's kinda wrong.
Can we move
on? Well, you might want a grant, Andrew.
I want a grant, but I don't have to do that to get my grant. Is there another way for me to do it other than going transgendered on it? What do you got?
I
come on
you,
there, Flash.
I did tell you about the housing ones, but you don't want to go there because you don't want to live in certain neighborhoods. You might have to lower
well,
your standards
a little. Do I have to pay PMI then? I've only put 3%
yes,
down.
Yes, yes.
What's the point of that?
Well, it's a way to get
just move
home.
On. Just move on.
I'm moving on.
Please.
I'm moving now on to specifically women, okay?
Great.
You know that women, as I've
so
told you in the
that.
Past, have been kept down out of the high paying professions.
I saw
and
like a news article
offices.
About that recently.
So you didn't know that. I'm amazed that you
that.
Didn't know that.
I knew that.
So
that's because they deserve less.
And in order to help balance some of this inequity, the government makes grants available specifically targeted to women who are successful in different ways. And it's not just teachers and nurses, you know, because teachers and nurses are women dominated and they do okay in those professions. But there are other professions that women are not doing that well.
Check out episode 88 of Flash Talks
Cash.
There you go, Joe. So there's educational grants for women, such as the American Association of University Women. They provide varying amounts to promote research and study into women's issues and can be obtained through your professors or employees who have research projects, okay? There's also an Association for Women in Mathematics provide funding to encourage young women to study high-need fields like mathematics. You know, I read that. I said, oh, I should do that. But there's that key word in there. It says young women.
You're young.
I guess I'm not young enough to get this money because I'm really good at math. So
you're only halfway through your life.
Halfway? That would make me 114 when I'm going to go.
Are you 57 now?
Jesus. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you're about 60%.
Yeah.
Trying to be nice here.
It's okay. It's okay, but I don't consider myself a young woman anymore.
I want you to live forever, Mom.
Oh, brother. I'm going to throw up after the show.
I'm just trying to be nice to you. See what it's like when someone's nice to you?
Yeah, but...
See, being nice actually gets like a positive response, except for someone like you or me. You like ruined my life. Now I don't know how to take a compliment.
And
that wasn't even a compliment. So my own mother thinks I'm like, wow. Wow.
Okay.
And you see why I'm messed up in the head.
Flash talks love.
Apparently, no, Joe. She doesn't talk love at all. She talks
there
hate.
There are grants.
She spews hate.
Andrew, you could have your own show called Andrew Talks Love. How
I
about?
Think I should.
Oh, that's a good
Keep,
one.
Can
I
we
think
get some like Barry Manilow
segment.
Or something going on?
We could do whatever you want. We'll give him a segment in Flash Talks
Cash. I'm not very good at love.
Drew will talk love.
Not
okay, there are grants now targeted for women in the women place who want to start their own businesses. The Girls Going Places, an entrepreneur award. Okay, and then there's Huggies. They offer a similar grant for moms who want to start a business and not necessarily diaper related, okay? So the women get a piece of the action. All right, now, Andrew, you can't get a
that's
grant.
That's not a government grant.
Well, no, there's no. Government and corporate grants. Yes, there's different things. Now, Andrew can't get a grant based upon all that stuff because he's not poor. He's not a minority. He's
I'm
not a woman.
I'm a middle-class white guy. What do
yeah,
I get?
Yeah, well, you got everything going for you. But anyway, yeah, the white men in this country have it easy.
Yeah, all of us white men
okay,
just keep everyone
so
else
now,
going.
So now, Andrew, you must, in your days, must have a lot of clients asking you about getting funding since, you know, bank loans generally are rejected.
No, I don't.
Well, I've had it. And there are different kinds of loans out there. After you've been rejected, small businesses have different options. There are different alternative funding sources that you might be able to get some money. There's asset-based lending. So
asset?
Yeah, asset.
You said acid.
Asset-based lending.
Asset.
So companies sell their receivables to a factoring company, okay? And companies that have a... they get up to 90%, 80 to 90% of their money up front, and the factoring company collects your receivables for you. But you pay a high price for it. These are all pretty much high priced. You pay a high interest rate for these, 18 to 30% annual interest. So it's not the first choice, considering that interest rates are so low. But if you can't get a loan, this might be one way.
I would only use that short term, though, until right. you get enough
yes.
capital flow. That
well,
you
that's true. But sometimes you get caught up in the vicious cycle. You wind up getting your money right away, and then you can't wait to collect any of your own money. And it winds up going month after month after month. And people wind up using factoring as part of their cost of doing business.
That's awful.
Leaseback, this is a company that sells its real estate or equipment for cash and then simultaneously leases it back. So if I have a building that's worth some good money, I will sell it to an investor, and then I am now a tenant in that building and I pay him rent, but I've got that cash from selling, which is a good plan if you can get a good price.
But isn't that just selling?
But you lease back the property. You now are a tenant within the same
place. But you sold the property.
You sold the property, and you also have capital gains. So that money you're going to have to use...
Pay taxes.
Now, when you do this lease back with equipment, it doesn't work so well because usually equipment depreciates.
Yeah, so you're not getting the full value.
So you're getting a very reduced value for the sale of your equipment, and then you have to lease it back. So it's it could work, but it works for certain types of businesses. It's very common. It's used a lot. Healthy companies with real estate properties or big-time equipment use this often to get cash flow going. There's cash advances. We know what that is. A business receives a lump sum from a lender, and he takes a percentage of his daily receipts, daily credit card receipts. Now, restaurants use this a lot. Do you see this a lot?
Yeah, it's awful.
It's awful because you're the interest like rate is high. It's very high. And 20% is and up.
Yeah.
And in the slow winter months, it could really be very painful. Then there's non-bank loans, seasonal businesses, micro businesses, and other businesses that can't meet bank requirements. They go to a loan company, and they get loans from $50,000 to $500,000 with high gross margins, and the borrower pays 2 to 8% of its monthly revenue until the repayment amount is reached. So 2% a month is 24%. 8% a month could be 96%. I don't know how that could work. I don't know how anybody can make that work.
No, it's 8% per month.
Yeah, but if you annualize that,
that's it's 8%. Well, annualized, but it's per month.
Yes.
It's not. You're not paying 96. You're paying 8% of your sales
this month.
Each month. Oh. So it's 8% on the year. It's just
If the borrower pays 2 to 8% of its monthly revenue until the repayment is reached.
Fine. So the revenue, total sales. Okay. It's not bottom line.
Okay, I misunderstood.
So you're knocking off 2 to 8% off the top, and then you're only working with 92% of your income, which can then struggle or strangle your business, right. Which is usually where you're getting your money from.
Yes,
it's the 2 to 8%.
Right.
So as long as your sales are $100,000, you're giving away the $2,000 to $8,000 a month, which is usually your salary.
They say the short-term loans typically for 3 to 18 months charge an annual rate of 18 to 36%.
Makes sense.
Man, that's a lot of money. It's hard once you get into these types of non-traditional financing. They're very high interest.
Well, it's high risk, though.
It's high risk for the lender.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. And then the last one I have here is peer-to-peer loans, which we talked about. That's the lending club. Yes. And it's, similar to Kickstarter where, people jump in. Kickstarter, is not a loan. But the peer-to-peer is you pick and choose or they find the right match for you. And so those are, it depends. They can range pretty low. The rates can be all over the board. They could go from 5%, 7% to 25%, depending on the credit risk that you're assessed. Mm-hmm. So that's an option for some people. That seems to be...
Why wouldn't you just put your money in the stock market or something then?
Well, people like to diversify their portfolio, Andrew. I explained that to
you. I guess, but if you're only getting 7% or...
7% is better than a lot of people are getting out of the stock market or their bank accounts.
Well, bank accounts, I understand, but...
7%, I don't think the market's return this year has been 7% so far.
Annual, historically, it is about 7%
but,
a year.
But, in the past few years, it hasn't been. So you have to find alternative investments, and 7% may be... At 7%, generally, somebody who's signed a 7% in a concept like peer-to-peer lending is probably a pretty solid, rock-solid credit risk.
Mm-hmm.
So your rate is pretty secure. Your loan is pretty secure.
Okay.
And obviously, if you're going to want to go for a higher rate of return, there's less chance or higher risk that you might not get paid back that money.
Gotcha.
And
I would feel like I would want to control the investment I was making if I did something like that.
How would you control it? You want to go in and help them run their business?
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure that they want you.
I'm
there.
Not sure they would, but that's the only
they
way.
They just want your money. They don't necessarily want your body.
How do I know
they
know what they're doing?
Well, that's why you do, you review their business plan and you interview
business
them.
Business plans are crap. Let's be realistic here.
Well, they're supposed to be honest and really...
They're supposed to be, but most people just take a template, plug some numbers in based on what they think they're going to do, and they have no idea what they're going
to
do.
Well, then you wouldn't want to read through and support that kind of business. That doesn't take the time to actually do a real business plan.
Fine, but how many business plans have you seen? Hundreds?
No, not hundreds, because most people shy away from them. They can't stand to do them, and they'll find other ways to get around it.
Well, I've seen a few, and it's just they have numbers.
People hire me to do the financial forecast, and, I really put a lot of effort into it. People will pay me and pay other people to help put the pieces of the business plan together. I don't think you could poo-poo that. I think that really people are...
Yeah, but you're basing the information off of what they're giving you.
Yes, and I do offer my advice, and I do say, well, that's unreasonable.
Do you do comparative businesses in the same industry, in the same location?
I could do that. It's
that would be much more useful than whatever. Like, they come in and they say they're going to make $1 million. We're going to make $1 million a year.
Well, they're not allowed to do that. You know, they're not allowed to come in and say, we're going
to
make that.
How are they not allowed
that.
To do that?
Well, to me, when I do the work with them, I'm like, well, that's not reasonable.
How do you know?
Well, there's comparatives.
There's
industry data.
But how are you going to get local information from a certain area?
Absolutely available. The public library on the internet. It's all over the place. Yes, I go to the public library all the time.
I only have been to a public library in... I went to the New York Public Library on 34th Street for the first time, and I just sat in a room. There was no books.
34th Street or 42nd Street?
42nd Street, yes. Whatever it is. I went there for the first time. Before that time,
yes.
I think the last time I was in a public library was in Staten Island when I was about 12 years old.
Well,
that one on Victory Boulevard
we
used to go to.
You. But I go to the public library. As a matter of fact, up the street from my house is the
Brooklyn.
Business Public Library.
The Brooklyn one?
Yeah, the Business Public Library. And the one in around 40th Street and 5th Avenue is one of a business public library for New York, the county of Manhattan. So I go to the public library all the time because I do that kind of comparative analysis.
Do they have journals there that you can reference?
They do. And
do you like ask them and then be like,
annual subscriptions that I don't want to subscribe to.
So you can go and be like, hey, I want to reference some information regarding starting a business and a business plan, and they'll be able to help you out?
Yes. There's reference material that you have to go to the library, and then you can do a lot of this online, and you don't even have to go to the library, and they'll deliver it to
but
you.
But how do you know if it's the right place? That's the only thing I'd be worried about. If I look up online business plan writing, like, yes. how do I know it's helpful? Like, how do I know the numbers are going to be legitimate and stuff like that?
You don't look up business plan writing. You got to look up comparative data for industry.
Okay.
So, I mean, I could certainly help you with that information. It's all out there.
I think a lot of other people need help with that information more so than myself.
Okay, well, you know, there's all sorts of databases out there, and there are annual subscriptions that compile this data for all different businesses. And this is what business evaluators use. This is what I do when I'm doing evaluation for a business, whether they're buying or selling or for all the other reasons.
And you find these numbers realistic and useful?
Yeah, they come from different sources. Some come from tax returns. Some come from bank applications.
But that information shouldn't be public, should it?
It's not. It doesn't say Joe Schmo's Luncheonette. It compiles 4,000 restaurants, and this is the industry average. Okay,
all right. We can talk about this another time.
Yes. So it's out there, and so those are your sources for small businesses these days. Stay tuned. We'll try to keep coming up with more. Maybe the banks will lend some money again. That'd be a good thing. All right. We'll talk next week. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.